This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Sometimes our own experiences become inspirations for the reports you hear on the show. Carolyn Beeler is here now. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, Maiken.
And Carolyn, you sort of almost literally fell into a story when you were in a hospital recently. So what happened?
Yes, I was visiting a family member in the hospital, and he was getting a lumbar puncture, which entails a very long needle going into the base of the spine. And I wanted to watch this procedure. I wanted to stay in the room. The doctor administering the procedure looked at me kind of skeptically and said, you know, are you sure you don't want to sit down or leave the room? I don't want to have to call a code on you because you pass out and faint. And I said, no, I'm going to be fine. You know, I've given blood. I'm not afraid of needles. But I'll stand by the door just in case I need to leave. So the needle started going in and I was fine. And then suddenly I started to feel woozy and dizzy and nauseous and my skin got clammy and I got tunnel vision and I knew I was going to pass out if I couldn't sit down like right now. So I left the room and sat down and all of this went away. And I thought, what's happening in my body? This seems like the worst reaction to have when a loved one is potentially in pain, to want to pass out.
Had you ever fainted before?
No, and that's why I was curious about what was happening. So I went on a quest to find out. My first stop was Dr. Dan Frisch, a cardiologist at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital who specializes in arrhythmias.
The reason you got woozy and the reason that some people faint in those types of situations is actually a reflex.
So when something surprises you or startles you, you go into this fight or flight response and your adrenaline just spikes.
All of a sudden they get a little bit jittery, their eyes get wider, they become hyper aware of things. So the classic example would be the tiger chasing you. Perhaps if you're a caveman, that'll get your blood pressure up, that'll get your heart rate going, and you'll run pretty fast and be hyper aware of your surroundings.
This revving up is what's called your sympathetic nervous system kicking into gear. And then the way it's supposed to work is that when that threat has passed, an opposite reaction, the parasympathetic nervous system, then kicks into gear to chill your body out, to lower your blood pressure and your heart rate.
Say you've captured that tiger and made it into a meal. At the conclusion of your meal, that feeling of being a little bit sedated or drowsy, that's mediated more by the parasympathetic nervous system.
And it's the parasympathetic nervous system that kicks into gear when you have this woozy reaction, right?
Ultimately, that's what gets you.
So these two systems are supposed to balance each other out. They're sort of like yin and yang. But what happens when you get woozy is that the parasympathetic reaction is totally winning out. It's just clobbering the first fight or flight response. Your blood pressure gets just too low. Eventually, not enough oxygen is getting to your brain, and it starts to shut down, and then you pass out.
Is this just a malfunction, or is there any purpose for fainting?
So this I was still not very clear on. So Dr. Frisch sent me to a colleague of his who's really interested in sort of the evolutionary reasons behind this phenomenon.
I'm just going to call him directly. Hi, Behzad. Behzad, I'm sending a reporter over to your office.
He sent me down the street to the arrhythmia clinic and his colleague, Dr. Behzad Pavri, and he told me that the reason we faint when our blood pressure drops, it's all about humans' ongoing battle with gravity. We're one of the few animals whose heads are far above our hearts, so it takes a lot of work for our hearts to keep pumping blood up into our heads.
So you may ask, why is it that we have this problem? If you're talking about head being above the heart, think of the giraffe. It ought to be fainting all the time. But it doesn't.
Giraffes don't faint?
No, they don't. This is a problem that is unique to the human species. So the question is why?
Pavri says doctors have a few ideas about things that are unique to humans that may help answer that why question.
Number one, we are the species with the greatest northbound load. We have to push 1/5 of our cardiac output up to our big oxygen-requiring brains. Number two, we have the most powerful lower extremities on the planet.
Our legs can hold a ton of blood, so when our blood vessels dilate in this rest and digest reaction,
and all the blood now rushes into our massive, fully dilated lower extremities, and not enough is left to go up to the brain.
And there's a third reason: we can lock our knees, which can prevent blood from being pumped back up into our hearts.
We've been upright as a species for millions of years, so how come we haven't outgrown this fainting problem over the years?
This was sort of one of my central questions, and Pavri says there are some reasons why this fainting might be beneficial to us.
When this happens to a person, they look like they died. They drain of blood from their face, they become completely pale, they are limp and unconscious on the floor, immobile, you can imagine how an aggressor might think the person's dead and walk away.
There's also an idea that this could protect your heart during a stressful situation, and it could prevent you from bleeding out if it's actually your blood that you're seeing because, say, that tiger you were chasing for dinner ended up biting off your arm.
This reflex kicks in at the sight of blood or with pain, and it makes my blood pressure go to zero, basically. I faint, but while my blood pressure is low, it gives the bleeding limb a chance to clot.
And so why would this happen when I see somebody else get a shot or I see somebody else bleeding when neither of those evolutionary benefits would be helpful? In fact, it maybe would be helpful for me to be able to fight off
Correct.
The person
That's
giving.
A very obvious and great question. But the problem is we really don't know. This is a reflex that has multiple triggers that initiate it. They all have the same end result, drop in blood pressure and a slowing of the heart rate. But why these particular triggers start the reflex is really unknown.
It could just be that a needle is a needle, whether it's coming at you or somebody else. One psychologist I talked to chalked this phenomenon up to unconscious empathy baked into all of us humans.
And why does this happen to some people but not others?
So women and children are more likely to have this reaction because they have lower blood volume circulating. People who are afraid of blood are more likely to faint if they're giving blood. But there is something you can do about it. Being exposed over and over to blood and needles can help reduce this reaction. And also there's a technique called applied tension where you tense your legs, arms, and torso to rev up your blood pressure before you see something that might make you faint.
Carolyn, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Megan.
Carolyn Beeler talking about a recent experience of almost fainting at the sight of a big needle.